Diane Nash is a Chicago native and was one of the organizers of the Freedom Rides and other civil rights activism in the 60s. She co-founded the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, which was instrumental in helping organize actions like the 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Nash, now 80 years old, spoke at the University of Illinois Springfield last week, where she urged students to become more involved in politics, including voting and beyond. Rachel Otwell spoke with Nash during her visit. Nash begins by telling us how she became an activist in the first place.
I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and it was the first time that I had experienced overt segregation. And by that I mean segregation where there were signs that said colored, white, and white only. It was possible for blacks to purchase food at downtown restaurants in Nashville. But you could not sit down and eat. You had to get it on a takeout basis. So if you went downtown during the lunch hour, blacks who worked downtown in Nashville would be sitting on the curbs around near the alley eating lunch that they had either brought from home or purchased on a takeout basis from a local restaurant. And I found that demeaning and humiliating. It made me angry, really. Also, blacks could not use the public library, public parks, hotels, and so forth. It was like that in order to make you feel inferior. And when I obeyed a segregation rule, I felt like I was agreeing that I was too inferior to go through front doors or use facilities that the general public could use. And so I started looking for an organization that was trying to combat segregation.
We hear a lot about civility these days. U.S. Representative Maxine Waters suggested the public confront those who work for President Trump if they see them in public. Fox News panelists had a field day with this. I even watched a segment in which some people called her a domestic terrorist. And then, of course, we've all heard the debate about athletes protesting, thinking of Colin Kaepernick. I'm just wondering, what do you see as appropriate protest?
I am so proud of Colin Kaepernick and the athletes who have protested police murders with no accountability. And I think it's perfectly fine for people to verbally voice how they feel. If people are mistreating government, if business goes on as usual, there's less incentive for people to change. And so I agree with Representative Waters, and I think that that's very civil. When the United States has a difference with foreign countries, we bomb them and send the military. And I think compared to the way we act as a country, when we have differences with people, taking a knee that doesn't hurt anyone and verbally telling people what you think is so very mild and so very civil.
You began organizing as a young person, as a student. You organized other students. If at the time you could have looked into some sort of time machine during the 60s and seen the state of race relations in the United States today, do you think you would have been happy about it, sad, surprised?
I'm surprised. We had a slogan in the 60s, Freedom Now. We did not realize that there are elements in the country that want to roll back progress. There are elements in our country that want to see segments of the population, not just racial, but low-income segments of the population, wretched. People who want to destroy Medicare and Social Security and public schools and food stamps, et cetera, et cetera. I, and I think many of the people I worked with during the 60s who were also students, did not understand that that element was present. And we thought that if we made progress, it would be progress.
What's the main reason you do continue this work, specifically with young adults and students?
Students and young adults have their whole lives ahead of them. They're going to bring children into this world. They are going to live in this society themselves. Not to mention that I've reached a ripe old age, but I still live here. And it makes sense to me to make my country the best that it can be.
That was Rachel Otwell speaking with civil rights activist Diane Nash for the Illinois Newsroom. For more of this story, head to illinoisnewsroom.org.